Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, welcome to another Parents Coach and Parents Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.A. Scott, and as always, I'd like to try to promise you another wonderful show. You know, folks, I'm just so excited right now. I just got off a phenomenal call with the mothers of athletes, a great group of moms that's doing some things not only around the country, as far as just being supportive moms, but doing things also in the sporting industry as great ambassadors for their children. So I just got off a call with them, and I was very, very, very excited that they had such a great show going on this evening. We had an open forum. We had some great folks on. We had Voss Briscoe on with us. Had a son that played in the NBA years ago. We had Jennifer Ivy on with us. She had a son that Roy Ivy, I think that's his last name, played in the NBA years ago. Now, I believe she said he's coaching in the D-League. Voss Briscoe, her son, is the number one recruit in the country. And we also have Miss Charlotte Haywood. Charlotte Haywood, her claim to fame, she's a dual sports parent, and she has not only have a child that's playing professional football, but she also has a child that's playing basketball as well. So she got that dual sport thing going on, and those ladies are highly, highly, highly active within the community, within the sporting industry, and all things in pertaining to what's best and what's beneficial for our children. Well, folks, this evening, we got till, and what I want to do this evening, I want to just simply recap. Well, no, I shouldn't say recap. I should say what I want to do this evening. I want to go over, cover some information that I shared with the audience that I had last weekend during the MLK Day weekend. I had an opportunity to go and speak to some young folks and their parents at a high school within the state. Took me a couple hours to get up there, but all good. That's what it's all about, making sure that we're giving back, we're paying it forward, and we're doing everything we need to do to make sure that that next young man and young lady have an opportunity to go on and play at that next level. So I had an opportunity to go and talk to some parents. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to share my conversation with these parents. And hopefully we will, get a little dialogue going. I'm going to monitor my switchboard here to see if anybody calls in. Anybody may have any questions. You can always give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. 889-8095. And let me say this while I'm getting ready to set things up here and bring in my man, Mr. Keith, right before we get to last week's interview, or not last week's presentation. If you're calling in from social media, I know from time to time I will inbox folks the call-in number. If you're calling in from social media, that number does not appear on my switchboard, and I truly apologize for that. I'm not sure exactly why or what's going on, but that number does not appear on my switchboard. So as a result, I can't see that you've called in. I can't see if you are in and you're trying to get into me to ask a question. And I have to make that publicly known. I have to apologize for that because I had a number of folks that called in last week that had wanted to share some dialogue with us. And as a result, I didn't know that they were on the line. And I apologize for that. And so if you're going to give us a call, give us a call from your landline or just straight from your mobile phone, not via another domain. Just give us a call at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. Well, at this point, we're going to go ahead and step on out and go with my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and see if we got things wired up this week the correct way. Keith, where you at?
All right, yeah.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
I just love that piece. I just love that piece hearing my man, Mr. Keith Wright, say, I'm making smart cool. I'm making smart cool. Well, folks, like I said, I'm going to share with you my presentation last week when I had the opportunity to talk to some parents at a high school within the state here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go straight into, I'm at Riverbend High School, Fredericksburg, Virginia. And we're going to go straight into the dialogue or the conversation that we was having. So, without further ado, here we go.
Now, they travel by stagecoach. That may take a while for you to get there. If they travel by Greyhound bus, that still may take a while for you to get there. So how these young men get their academic study there if they're on a bus for 12 to 16 hours just to get to this game? Get off the bus, suit up, equip the first goal in, suit up, go out there and play, come back off there, feed them a little bit, throw them back on the bus and ride another 16 back when they hit the book. So we need to know how they travel. What is their budget for travel? Solid days right off the bat. All schools don't have big budgets. All schools don't have charter. All schools don't have some alumni that have a plane sitting out there on the airport waiting to take your team to wherever. So you want to make sure that there is some academic support in play when they're on the road like this. I'm going to tell you one thing that you can kind of get a good feel for if he talks about this. Yeah, that particular school, when they get you wherever they're going and they're in the hotel and they got an academic support person, a tutor or an advisor, whoever sets up a study hall room, or he says that there's mandatory study hall every day. Got a hundred. Got somebody that's going to do the right thing. Okay, that's a thumbs up. But if they don't have that, and they're going to say the responsibility is on your child. All right, coach, I'll get back to you. All right. serious. I hate to put it like that. When they say that, responsibility is on your child. Coach, we'll be talking to you. No, don't worry about Coach. I'll call you next week. I'll call you. I'll call you. No. And then you keep on moving. All right? He called. Be courteous. Oh, hey, how you doing, Coach? All right. No, he's not in right now. He's not in right now, Coach. I let him know that you called. You want to check up on him. Hey, we appreciate your call. That's the day. Because at the end of the day, if you don't get no other office, where you got to go? If you don't get no other office, you may have to, hey, Coach, how you doing? You got to talk before. Coach, Oh, yeah, he tightened up. He tightened up. Yeah, he went 12 for 12 last game from the line. Mm-hmm. I think he grew by another 2 inches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his perk went from a 36 to like a 42. He sure did. Sure did. Flat foot, yep. Yeah, all right. May have to go ahead and sell it. They going to sell you? Why not? It's all about marketing. Marketing and enterprise, we know that. We parents, we're going to been around for a couple minutes or so. We know we got to go ahead and put that market back out there and let that young man do what he got to do because he is our most valuable commodity in our household right now. He's going to be the next perennial Barocco. Oh, my man! All right. But ask that question. What type of transportation do they have? What type of academic support travel? It's another tough question. And that's the first person that gets this question answered. I need to see you because I still have yet to get this question answered from the school my son went to. He went right up the street here at the University of Virginia for 5 G's. And they still never answered that question. Luckily, with diamond on eyes across all teams, this question was handled very well. What type of medical support do you really provide? And Coach, I didn't check out the secret. Exactly. Now, had that young man, Kevin Ware, not been on national television a couple years ago? Yeah. We all know. Had he been at no small school, D3 school, they had no televised game. That man's career would have been fully without a doubt. I think he done came back, played somewhere. I forgot where he's at nowadays, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Kevin Ware. They fucked out for him, speaking all out like that. Yeah, that was good. But had that not been on national television, one, he probably would have never heard about him. Two, he probably been on his own. But since it was on national television, going tournament time, NCAA felt obligated to make sure they got it all eyes across all. Because I'm going to hit you with something. Hold on to your seatbelt, parents. NCAA has a $90,000 deductible. We all understand that language, don't we? So somebody tell me what number we have to reach first before they even start kicking in their little bit of pocket change. $90,000 deductible. They ain't going to tell you that when they come sit in the living room. Ain't no coach going to come in and tell you that. They going to tell you I'm going to have to pass you on to my athletic director for answering that question. $90,000 to talk about. Explain that to your kids when you get home tonight, please, so they understand. So, if they ain't got some type of medical plan that's going to work for you, then you may want to do a little bit more negotiating. Because that's what you're doing, is negotiating their future. They got to come up with something. And I say it worked out for me, because as we know, my son, I said he stayed 5 years up at the University of Virginia, because he was a high commodity. Not to pat myself on the back, but he was a high commodity. And what I mean by that, starting his fourth year there, he was averaging 15 and 10. Averaging 15 to 10. 15-10 for him would have been on a bad night. Or, you know, or so-so night. Okay? So, when they start getting those little bone spurs and the little fragments start chipping loose inside his ankle from the high ankle sprain he had his freshman year, and they didn't go through and correct it, fix it correctly. Them little pieces of bone start chipping off, and that calcium start getting all down in there, and you jump up and come down. Ah! And they realize you're 15-10, man. Scott would like to keep it up. You know, say about that, Scott. I think y'all paying the time, sure. Y'all keep 2-3 more years, 4-5 more years. But they immediately kept him for another year. But that's how he ended up for 5 years up there at the University of Virginia. How much did I pay? Goose egg. Why? Because they want him. Just like they want your son. They get out there for the work game. It's all about the business for them. They seen another couple more victories that they can put on their W column where they kept him around for another year. Kept him around for that another year. He got drafted in 2012 by the Atlanta Hawks. Did the first 2 years there. In 2014, just signed another contract for another 3-4 years with the Hawks. And they can use that for marketing. We put the fellas in the pros. We got fellas getting checks. Y'all know that language. I want to say some of the stuff I heard in this rap song, but I can't say that in front of y'all parents right now. But y'all know some of the songs that we put the fellas in the pros, fellas back to check, whatever. I ain't gonna do. All right, but anyway, there's some other words that go along with that that ain't coaching right now. But they use that information. And they can use that to sell that to you when you come to their camp. Especially if it's during the off season and he's in town. We was in Chesapeake. Charlottesville, UVA's up in Charlottesville. They had some kids coming on campus. Guess who got a call? Mike, think you can make it up here, man? They want me to come up.
I said,
okay, go on up. You don't want to go up, then I'm going up. So you got something else to do. He said, oh, your call. He went on up there. You know, he's a good guy and all. He went on up there. They had some kids floating around the campus. They wanted to show them off. Yeah, he just graduated with a kid, you know what I'm saying? Put him in the pro. But the game for them, you know, shit, but they put with his game. But anyway, that's the kind of stuff to say. What's the medical plan? What type of academic support? How do you travel? That's at least those three questions right there. Those three questions. Next thing. All you parents out here, I want you to know that this is going to happen each and every time. When you sit down and you have that conversation with that coach, please ensure that that coach is going to help them say, well, close the kids or black. Make sure that that coach is going to take you to steal it. Good character and core values that you started in your household. Because if he's just bringing them there just to play the game, he ain't worried about what type of person he's going to be when he leaves that school. You got a problem? When I first sat down with the very first coach that caught my attention, I got a little nervous. I thought I was talking to my dad, and he was schooling me. He was telling me, hey, look here, you don't come up here. Yes, sir, I'll be here. What game I need to come to? What time I need to be here? Yes, sir. Can I come up my room? You know. I was sitting down talking to legendary John Chain at Temple University. For the young folks that don't know about Coach Chain, Coach Chain is no joke. Still at 77 years old, still no joke. My son was initially supposed to go to Temple. At 5 years, Ranger Priest, Steve Priest, and then Chain retired. Back out of that. I had to back out. My son decided that his best. his best interest to back out of that. I'm going to tell you why. The new coach came in, and nothing against the new coach, but he came in and sat down. I know I'm talking about that brick right there. than I did out of that coach. At no time, the whole time we sat in the same room, how big is this face here? He never gave me the eye contact. He looked at my son. I said, have you ever seen my son play?
No. But he was coming from Penn. Penn don't recruit kids.
Penn gets scholars in there, then they make a basketball player. We know that. I see school. They don't start recruiting kids. They bring in them scholarly kids. Not to say that the young man there is not scholarly. I'm saying they go out and look for guys that they don't have academic scholarships to be with them on their head on the basketball court. So they don't have to go out to a whole lot. They don't have to go out to the beach season, drive around, going to the dark neighborhood, all that kind of stuff, to the flag. They don't have to drive on streets that don't have a road on them. By the way, man, I hope y'all finish that road over there by the time I have to come up here next time. I was on some road called, what's this road right here? Spotswood Dead. But then they said if you make this turn here off of River Road or whatever that was, and I went on Spotswood, and then next thing you know, we seen a sign that says no more pavement. I got a little nervous. And then all of no street lights, there was no pavement. No street lights, no pavement. And I know the last thing I seen when it was still daylight was a river over to my right. So I'm on the street, no street lights, no pavement. Please, that's not so very good fix. I mean, I make it for children, but I'm just like that. But yeah, make sure that, coach is going to continue to instill those values, that character that you have been working on for the last 16, 17, 18 years. Because if you go into a room, dad, I know y'all will be big on this, mom as well, and that's why, I'm sorry. Because if they're not going to do that, then that means they're bringing that child in. They're bringing that child in for W's at the college. Because it's a business for them. They're not bringing that child in to make sure that at the end of the day, he and she are walking out of there with a degree. I ain't talking about no deal from a dollar tree. All right. I'm talking about walking out of there with that piece of paper. They'll be saying, hey, okay, next place. Because there's a lot of our young men that are leaving at the end of their 4-5 years in some cases without a degree. That's the sad part about it. So we want to make sure they not only walk out there at the end of the day, but they also at the end of the day leave out there fine-tuned young men that we thought they were going to be in the first place. Because if they walk out of there and still don't have a sense of direction, they walk out of there still thinking that they come home and stay around with your cow and be still cool. Wrong with it. Make sure that at the end of the day, that coach is going to continue to instill those values that you have been working on for the last 7 years. Again, I'm still on you, parents. Most of the time, for the most part, how many of your children play AAU? Okay, if you can, I see a young man over there putting his hand up. Okay, all right. I have nothing against the AAU program. I think it's a wonderful program. Be so fine, too. And I'm going to say this to all the parents. Like, hey, you coaches here, let me ask that question. Okay, I'm going to say this to all the parents today. All
right?
I'm going to say this to all the parents today. Think about the amount, the number of years that coach has known your child. In some cases, 2, 3, maybe 4 years. But if, you know, if it's a guy that's been around here for a while, or if a young lady that's been around for a while, may have known the child long as that. Or if it's a dad, of course, you know the child long. But too many times, we as parents, again, try to push that responsibility over that age. And trying to get him a winning team. He's
wasting that time to check off that block. So he can get invited to this tournament, that tournament, pick up a couple sponsorships along the way, and keep on moving. He ain't got time to sit and write no letters for you. He ain't got time to sit and do all those phone calls. So, if you do, folks, let me know, because I got the kids, I need to bring to you.
Okay.
So, again, we have to pick up that purpose as fans. We have to be able to say, okay, I can identify 25 schools or 30 schools, and I'm going to put together letters to send to the different coaches, let them know that my child is in their program. I'm going to track each and every one of those letters that I put together, each and every one of those letters that I sent out. Of course, we're going to email it now.
Hopefully, ain't nobody writing them letters out. Don't need you. And you're sending them on out. And you know when somebody read or they didn't read, because you're going to check the box and say, you know, let me know when he read. Okay? Don't put that responsibility on your child's coach. I say that because you got to realize this. Coach may have known that child for 2 years. Hopefully you've known the child a lot longer. If not, you got some real little problem. You know, you've probably known your child for at least the last 16, 17, 18 years. Coach may have known him for the last 2 years. Whose responsibility is it? It's hard to pass. We're the ones that have to pick up that burden. We're the ones that have to be the buffers to make sure that they get to where they need to go to. Now, if that coach has some assistance or some connections or knows somebody here, knows somebody there, that can put you in touch with that person, then still, cool. Roll with that. But at the end of the day, that conversations and that dialogue and the last conversation just still comes from within the household. Not to cut the coaches out, but that conversation and everything should come from the household. Whether or not child don't know, go to that recruiting trip, or whether or not the child don't come from this school, or that school, hopefully that conversation will come from that house. Hopefully. And with that young man making the final stamp on where he wants to be. Alright? So, making sure we understand. Character. Make sure the coach is going to continue with the character. Making sure that we understand what the travel situations look like, medical situations look like, academic support situations look like. Those things right there, folks, are normally the hard questions that you normally don't hear about. Last question, I throw this one out. Somebody probably thought it a long time ago. What happens if a child gets hurt? I need to know. What makes my child, or you could ask me, what makes my child ineligible to continue being a part of your program? What happens if my child gets hurt? Or what happens if, what makes my child ineligible to continue to be a part of the program? Because those questions we got to know up front. Those questions that should be a part of the conversation when that coach comes into your living room or meets you at the school to sit down and talk. And the young men need to hear that question coming from that coach's mouth. That can't be a question that sideline question, parents and the coach, the young man don't hear. Because as soon as the young man hears, he understands, okay, I got to keep my grades right, or I'm concerned. You know, then I gotta make sure I rehab right or whatever, do my rehab, get back out there, or I still can't play, or I may be off the team. That don't mean fake your injury. That don't mean that if you have anything, hold on to it and say, no, I'm not hurt, I'm not hurt, I'm not hurt. If you hurt, you hurt. You still have to take these. But we want to know that. We have to know that. Because if we don't know that, that can all of a sudden come up and sneak up on us and bite us. I say that and really stress this point with a lot of football parents because, you know, football, coach trying to get me to say something, I can't say that. That's not
nice about everybody. Coach, I'm just trying to be real. Football is a different animal to some degree. Okay. And for those that have young men that play football, you know, there are some schools out there that, okay, your job could be the number one quarterback in the state. And that's it. Just put it like this, number one quarterback in the nation for that particular year, 2015. He could have a cannon. Boom. He gets a chance to throw darts, right? But guess what? 2016, there's another number one coming along. And guess what? If the coach thinks that he has the opportunity to pick up the girl that's just a little bit more pretty, guess where he's going? Your child's going to get off to the side. So, each and every year, you got to continue to get a coach, you know, right? You got to know what's going on. And there's somebody else that he's looking at. Is my child, when my child comes to this program, what is your plan for him? Get that conversation out in the front. I don't know. Then you got to sugarcoat it. You can let your child go somewhere for the next 4 to possibly 5 years. You have to ask all the hard questions. Don't hold nothing back. Coach, if a child get hurt, what's going to happen? What's a disqualifier? Why would you consider red shirts? Is there somebody that you have in mind that possibly ran in front of him? Ask those questions. And when you ask those questions, don't laugh at all, because he's going to laugh at all. No, realistically, you know, I ain't have nobody looking at me or putting in front of him, you know, because I think he's a top player coming out of the country right now, you know, and he's going to be doing some great things for our program. Meanwhile, he gets back to the office. All right, who else we got on the board? He may not pan out. I hate to say that's the way it is. This business for what you get out there. But we as parents are going to help young men navigate and cut through the business and see the true picture. Gain that sense of direction. Focus on what you need to focus on, so make sure that you get to the other end that you're supposed to be at. Okay? Parents, I'm going to come back to you here in a minute. I need to share something with the young man. Fellas, I talk about when parents go to parents, then we talk about 3 things.
Well, it seems like we have had some type of technical difficulty, and as I was trying to share my presentation last week with some parents in another part of the state, basically what I was going to do, I was talking to the young men, and I was telling them that, you know, we stress 3 things here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. We identify those 3 things as life skills, those 3 things being choices, decisions, and consequences, and trying to get them to understand what's the most important one. And out of that group, how can you benefit from understanding what's the most important one? So we talked about that little piece, and then we went on and talked about some other great things. We're going to try to figure out what's going on here and get us back on track. Meanwhile, we're going to step away for a second, and we'll be right back.
Jim Boeheim, the Bitter Game Syracuse, is under investigation. He is such a cheater, just like with Bernie Fine.
You, of course, mean the Bernie Fine situation where the accusations turned out to be false.
Yes, but this CBS sports story is bad.
Do they have any specific allegations in the story?
Nope, but they see Syracuse is breaking every rule in the manual.
Who says?
A person who does not want to be identified.
someone rock solid. How bad can it be? North Carolina invented a course for its basketball players to take and was not punished.
But has a sexual assault allegation that the university covered up.
If they covered it up, how do you know about it?
Because they avoided punishment because they were basketball players.
So the fact that a Graham Just and Syracuse's Judicial Review Board both said the players were innocent just screams cover up.
Syracuse is a dirty program.
Dirty enough to buy Anthony Davis. That is right, they had a commitment from Anthony Davis, then he chose Kentucky mysteriously. But Syracuse cheats.
You are bitter. Are you some conspiracy theorist?
Two stories break in two consecutive years 2 days before the NCAA tournament. I am sure that happens to everybody.
You are a hater.
Yes, I am a hater of crappy journalism.
That was a little piece I pulled off the internet. It was just titled as NCAA violations. You know, some of the things they were talking about fictitious, some of the things they talk about may have some truth to them. But I just like to use that little piece from time to time just to let you know that there are some things out there that we need to be aware of as parents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, parents, we're going to try to return back to the little presentation, and hopefully, we can get the rest of this done. And because I think I'll share some good things with you, and if anyone has a question, they can always hit option one and chime in on the conversation. I'll look down here at my switchboard, and I'll plug you in, and we can go from there. Give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Let's see if we can rejoin that presentation. Well, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. It doesn't want to cooperate, but that's all right. That's all right. We will definitely have some additional dialogue for you later on. You know, I'm thinking about some things, and, you know, I started out talking about the great conversation that I just had on the conference call with the mothers of athletes. The ladies are doing some great things, and each and every month they have a phenomenal conference call the third Sunday of each month at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested in joining in on the call, you can always reach out to them. Look them up on their website at www.mothersofathletes.org. www.mothersofathletes.org. Again, that they have a great conference call each and every weekend. Bring in a host of phenomenal guests that they like to share with us. Folks, I didn't have anything really on the agenda for today. Just wanted to share a few things with you that I had the opportunity to talk to some parents about last week. And I think they really get something out of it. And with that being said, what I want to do, I want to share one more other piece with you. And then we're going to prepare to wind down for the evening. Not less callers that have some questions. Again, you can always call in at 917-889-8095, option one. And that gets you into us here on the Parents Coach to Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We love to hear from you, love to talk to you. Love for you to share your thoughts and ideas and your views on how we can improve what we're trying to do, and we're trying to assist, guide, help, aid every parent that's involved in sports with their child. You know, if we can offer you some information, if we can point you in the right direction, if we can talk to you about some of our life experiences, we have a number of parents that's involved. We can be more than happy to do so, because it's not something that we are in all by ourselves. It's something that we must we must share with other parents across the country. It's something that we must share with other folks, because, you know, if you don't pay it forward, then in the end, you're really doing it for. What are you really doing it for? Well, folks, like I said, I want to try to finish off the rest of that interview tape, but not interview, but conversation I had with some parents last weekend. It doesn't seem like that audio track is going to work for me. To do, you can chime in with some conversation. We do some dialoguing on some questions. I can go to another piece I have here that I wanted to also share with you at some point in time, and that would take us towards the end of the show. So, without further ado, we're going to go to my man, Mr. Everett Glenn, as he was hosted on ESPN Long Beach.
Broadcasting from LA Live, inside the CarMax Studios. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Representing ESPN Southern California Experience, a public service program highlighting events, causes, charities, and activities in Southern California. Here's the host of the Southern California Experience.
Hey, I'm going to pause right there because I have a caller that seems to have a question. Let's bring this caller in. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network.
Hi, Michael. It's Jackie Gibbs, Mothers of Athletes. I just wanted to thank you for putting a plug in for Mothers of Athletes, and just to let your callers know that we are here doing, you know, the same things that you're doing, just assisting them. And even though we're named Mothers of Athletes, we do welcome fathers as well. And just like you said, we're here to help each other. So I just want to know what we can do and how we can partner together to spread the word that there's help out there for our parents of athletes, so that we all can be successful, especially our young men and women.
Exactly. I look forward to continue working with Mothers of Athletes and getting their word out each and every time I know about an event that they have going on. And you know, I think, Jackie, what we need to really focus on a little bit more, and I kind of alluded to it earlier this evening when I was talking about the kids that's not, you know, the top 100, the top 150, the top 200
right.
in the country. You know, those kids, they still should be afforded the opportunity to go to college. And if we can help them and guide their parents and push them in the right direction – then you know, we've done a great service.
Absolutely.
And to me, that's what it's all about, you know. Yes,
ma'am,
were you going to say something?
I said, I agree with you. I think that is a much-needed effort. We just have to figure out, you know, how we can get these coaches and assistants out to see our children and not just the top ones.
It's interesting, Jackie, that you mentioned something about coaches. And I think I've learned my lesson, and I probably learned the hard way. I'm working in a backward cycle or something. But I really and truly have gotten to the point where I try to work around the coaches. And if the coach is there to support me and support what I'm trying to do, then, okay, I can work with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the little small area that I'm in, and I'm quite sure you're familiar with this area, in the little small area that I'm in, a number of coaches I've known long before my son even made it, you know, into college, you know, because they was watching him and seeing him coming up and wanted him to play here, wanted him to play there, whatever, okay. So I've known quite a few people. Plus, I work in the local parks and rec, so I get a chance to meet a whole lot of kids, a lot of parents, and all the other kind of stuff over the years.
Okay.
But after my son has gotten to, you know, made it to college level, did very well at the college level, moved on to make it to the professional level,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying that coach have to run and seek me out. I'm trying to chase them down to say, hey, coach, let me come in and talk with your parents. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a point of they think I'm going to just come in and say something that's going to destroy their program, or I'm not sure exactly what it is. But most of the time when I go in, and just like I did last week, you know, I commended the coaches for doing the job that they do, because they have to coach the kids. They have to check on the kids academically in the classroom, you know, to make sure that they're going to have kids that's going to be able to play the next night. You know, mm-hmm. we as parents, we have our duty in that whole cycle, but the coaches, that's not their job to go out and actually, you know, sit down and write letters and contact coaches, because if that's the case, you know, you look at a basketball team, you may have 12 to 13 kids on. That shouldn't be much of a problem. If you're a full-time coach and you also working in the classroom teaching a course, that may be a little problem. Mm-hmm. But let's look at a football program that may have 80 kids. JV and varsity, a total of about 80-plus kids. How can the coach mm-hmm. sit down and fairly, honestly, give your child the attention that he or she needs to get out the letters, you know, the various pieces of highlight tape or whatever you're going to do, and follow up on all that stuff? That's not the coach's job. So that's what I say on the coach's end, and say that we as parents need to step up and do our part.
Yeah, I think you're right. When I was thinking of coaches, I was really thinking more of our college level, our mid college level, our junior college level, coming out to see the kids, and not just the top level coaches, because they always have scouts out. It's the,
exactly.
the smaller schools. So when I was speaking of coaches, I was thinking more so on the college levels, the different college levels, not just the high level colleges, to get to introduce them to some of the kids that have the ability that might not know how to get it done. And I think you're right. As parents, we have to learn more, and that's why you having your radio call and me having conference calls and others are out there doing things to assist our athletes. It's important to educate them, enlighten them on what they need to do, and then it takes some work. I mean, you're not going to succeed. Your athlete's not going to succeed if they're not doing the work. And if we don't put our part in it and do something and sacrifice, then they're not going to get what they need either. So I agree with you. We have to do our part as parents as well. It's a sacrifice at times, but in the end, we both win. Our children are educated. It saves us on the financial end, and they're playing the game that they love.
Exactly. And we got to look at it from the perspective of a win-win-win situation. You know, our children will win. And, you know, the coach or the team that he's going to is going to win. And we as parents, we win because, you know, we did the sacrifice that we had to do to help them fulfill their dreams and play at the next level. I don't know if you had a chance to catch. I had a show where I had a coach on from NAIA schools.
Oh.
And he shared with us that they're able to come out anytime. But since they're not the big NCAA program, you know, oftentimes our children overlook them. And a lot of our high school coaches are not connected with them at that, you know, at that level where they can call them up and reach out to them and all this other kind of stuff. So NAIA program, and they also have a tryout where, you know, how a lot of the big Division I schools have their elite camp, and they bring in some kids over the weekend or whatever for elite camp. NAIA programs have what they call a tryout or a showcase where, you know, you can send the coach application and say, hey, coach, I'm interested in coming out to your next showcase. And he'll send you the information back and say, okay, hey, we need to do this, this, and this. And once you get all that done, then they say, come on out. But when you come out, it's normally at your expense. But if I can do that instead of doing an unofficial visit and get the same results in the end, then that sounds like a win-win situation as well.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't actually hear that program or even know about the tryouts and showcases, but I will spread that information, and it's a great idea to have them come out, because I think everyone thinks NCAA or, you know, Division I or Division II, you have to be in those showcases. But it really is about educating our children. Just like it was stated on our call this evening, less than 2% of college athletes go to the pro level. And we know that that's always an idea and a hope for our athletes. But in reality, a very small few will make that. So we have to prepare them to have an education, to fulfill that dream in another way. And education should be the goal.
Exactly. It should be the goal. It should be, you know, on the front burner every day, all day long. And you know, I often, when I tell my story and share the experience that Mike and I had, you know, the greatest moment of my life is when he got his degree December prior to him actually walking across the stage. That was like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. You know, he had already fulfilled all his academic requirements, and that time came around, and you know, he called me at the last minute and said, "Dad, you know, they're going to do a small ceremony up here. If you can make it, okay. If not, I understand, you know," because he would let me know at the last minute. And then we turned around, and I was there for when he actually had a chance to walk that following May. So he always knew that was on the front burner each and every day. While he's academic side of things. But, you know, as far as getting coaches out, you know, this is what I tell parents all the time, Jackie. I be real honest with them, and I say, we have to look at it from this perspective. I take my area here as an example. We have 7 high schools. To include the neighboring city, right next to it is an additional 3 more high schools. So you got a total of 10 high schools. So if we're talking about 10 high schools and we're talking on average 24, 25 basketball players, talking about JV and varsity program, and we're talking about 10 high schools, now we're talking well over 250 kids that a coach may want to come out and take a look at. And if the coach don't know that child exists, then why would he come to that school? So I tell the parents, I said, we have to be more proactive as far as getting our child exposure, getting those letters and information out to the coaches. And I put together a little form letter, basically just says, hey, coach, I'm interested in your program. I want to know more about your program, and go on from there. So, you know, that helps a little bit, because now you've initiated some type of correspondence to the coach, and hopefully the coach will respond back. But if you take that same philosophy and you look at a football team, now you have crazy numbers that how is one coach or, you know, a group of coaches going to come out and catch all the kids at any particular event? Or any particular school, to be exact. So I tell them that we have to initiate some form, start the dialogue. We have to. It's not an optional thing. We have to start the dialogue. And if we can get that dialogue started, then we'd be better off to move forward.
Awesome. I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that time, Michael, and for that conversation. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for chiming in and giving us an update on what's going on with Mothers of Athletes. And anytime you want to call in and just give us an update. It doesn't have to be following one of your conference calls. It's anytime. Just chime on in and let us know that you have some information you need to share with us.
Will do. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And you have a great evening. Well, folks, we just had an opportunity to talk with one of the great founders of Mothers of Athletes, Jackie Gibbs. And Jackie is heavily involved. And Jackie is doing some great things out there in the community, folks. And I'm not sure exactly what area she's from. I should have checked and found out. But she's doing some great things out there with that group, Mothers of Athletes. And just as she stated, there are other groups around the country. And I think at some point in time, here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, we're going to try to get as many organizations as possible on the line with us to let us know what are you doing, and where you're doing it at. That way we know that there's somebody in our area or a surrounding neighborhood that we can reach out to for some additional help. So I'm going to try to touch bases with Jackie and Annette and find out if they can find any more organizations out there and see if we can get them all here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network just for one huge, hey, we're here, we're in your state, we're in your town. You can reach out to us. Here's our contact information. And just to let you know that we're here for you. We're here for you. You know, our motto, and we like to keep it that way, keeping it as very simple as possible, our mantra being help us help you. And we're going to stick to that because we understand the importance of you understanding the process as well as coming along and understanding the process. Because if you don't understand the process, how do you expect your child to get the best out of every situation? That's just my honest opinion. How do we expect our children to get the best out of this situation if we don't understand what they're getting into? Well, folks, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. I'm going to wind down now. I know we had the presentation on earlier, and then we concluded with some great dialogue with Jackie Gibbs from Mothers of Athletes. And now we're just going to prepare to wind down and finish out a nice, quiet evening. So those of you that had a chance to catch us, and those of you who have a chance to catch us again next week, we'll be back on again next week. Next week being the first Sunday of the month. So we'll have another open dialogue and forum and great conversation on some other things. And then the following Sunday, which is the second Sunday, we'll have Ms. Alexis Avery from Jackson State, who is a compliance officer there. She'll be on with us. And then the third Sunday, of course, you know we're going to bring my man, my mentor in, Mr. Everett Glenn. He'll be back with us on the third Sunday and then back to the fourth Sunday again where we'll open up the dialogue for all the great things that we can share with you here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Well, Keith, where you at? Take us away. ¶¶